I was a little disturbed when I read in Christianity magazine last week, actually, that only 1 in 20 Christians in the UK will admit to having read the Bible from beginning to end. 1 in 20. And I was slightly horrified. I mean, I suppose, I guess that there are a lot of people who are Christian who use their Bible casually because I see the evidence of it in their lives. But the thought that it was as low as 1 in 20 Christians who have never read the whole Bible was a concern to me. Now, Christline hasn't come out of that because I only read that last week. As a church, we decided to alter our mix on a Sunday morning in September, and we took out a little bit of the teaching element, made it a little bit softer on a Sunday morning, and we felt that it was important, therefore, that we had another outlet for teaching, which is where Christline comes in. So it's been under planning for quite a long while. What I want to say to give you a perspective on where we're going with this these 13 weeks is to say that our core values as a church are based around the word relationship, our relationship with God and our relationship with each other's with each other. And we're committed to helping those relationships be established and flourish. And we believe that to do that, we need to see the basic apostolic teaching of the New Testament in the church today. All we have to do is read the book of Acts, and we see that they continued in prayer, in breaking bread, and in the apostles' teaching. And you read that they did those three things when they fellowshiped together, and through that, the church grew and grew and grew. And there is an old saying David Watson used to quote. I don't think he was the first person to say it, but he used to say it, is that with the word, without the spirit, you dry up. With the spirit, without the word, you blow up. But with the spirit and the word, you grow up. It's quite catchy, isn't it? I think you'll have to admit. It's a good word. And it is true, I have seen over the years lots of Christians who were very proficient in the word and were about as exciting and effective in their lives as a second-hand bottle of dinosaur repellent. I've also seen Christians who are so touched by the Holy Ghost that they can barely walk down the street without vibrating all over. But because they had no grounding in the word of God, they came and they went. And particularly at difficult times in their lives, when things didn't feel right, they were lost. And for that reason, we firmly believe here we must have both. So we believe in worshipping God, we believe in ministering one to another. We believe that unless we have the presence of God with us, the whole thing's pointless. But we believe in the Word of God. And so Christlines is an opportunity for us to share what we believe the Word of God is saying today that will help us help us grow into the image of Jesus Christ, which is what it's all about, actually. So Christline is based on two boring chapters, Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3. Boring because they contain lists of names. And so-and-so begat so-and-so, begat so-and-so, begat so-and-so. These two lists in Matthew 1 and Luke 3 are different. Luke starts with these words. He says, Jesus was the son, so it was thought, of Joseph. And says Joseph was the son of, and so on. And goes all the way back to Adam and then God. Matthew starts with Abraham, and he says Abraham had Isaac, and Isaac had Jacob, and so on, and he works the way through to Jesus via Mary, his mother. In fact, Matthew is the only one that mentions women, and he mentions five of them, and we're going to talk about all five along the way. And in Matthew's account of the family tree are all the kings of Judah. Now, why are they different? Well, there are lots of reasons people have proposed, but there is a very simple reason if you just read what it says. Luke says that Jesus was the son, so it was thought, of Joseph. Because Jesus, of course, was only the son of Mary. Joseph was his caretaker father, if you like. But Matthew brings the family tree through Mary, because what Matthew is doing is recording the family tree of Jesus through the bloodline of Mary, whereas Luke is giving the legal family tree, because in those days, I'm sorry ladies, but the only thing that mattered was the legitimacy of the bloodline through the male. So it was Joseph's family tree that mattered legally. But in terms of reality, it was actually Mary's family tree was the only one that counted. So the family trees, of course, are actually the same until David. And then after David, they differ because Jesus is giving a descendancy through Mary and a legal legitimacy through Joseph. So legally, Jesus was Joseph's son, but in reality, he was only actually Mary's. In terms of David being the crossover point, what's important to note is that the scribes and the Pharisees and everybody else that was religious in those days were expecting the Messiah to be the son of David. They taught that he would be the son of David. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which is known as the city of David, which is also prophecy in the Old Testament. And Jesus fulfilled the promise that God gave David in 2 Samuel 7:16, which says, "Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever." And in fact, in Revelation 22, we see Jesus declaring himself to be the son of David. So the son of David was the important thing to the Jews, because that was the prophecy they had grown up with. One day the Messiah will come, and he will be the son of David. Now, when you look through these two lines in Luke 3 and Matthew 1, you see in both of them Jesus is the son of David. But what matters is that in Matthew chapter 1, Jesus is seen to actually, really descend from David. But in Luke 3, he is shown to legally descend from David. And that's the difference. So the two lists corroborate the legitimacy of Jesus as being the son of David, but they do it from a different perspective. So the Christ line that we will look at over the next few weeks will be that of Jesus through Mary, because it's the only one that actually has a true legitimacy. Each week we're going to look at a character on that list. You'll see in your handouts bold type against some names, and those are the ones that we're going to talk about. And in each character, we are going to talk also not just about who they are and giving you some sort of background on who they were, but also about a characteristic of that person, something that was evident in their lives that we will also see came to fulfillment eventually in Jesus the Christ. So that's really where we're going through. What is so important to realize is the Christ line was actually a plan. It was not accidental. There are 60-plus generations, 60 generations on that sheet before Jesus. And those 60 generations, God had a plan. And some of us struggle to understand why God doesn't do it in 2 minutes. It took him 60 generations to bring the Christ. If you like, Jesus was the 61st generation. So, I trust that you will get something out of this that will help you in your thinking and give you a firm basis for your faith in the 21st century. And that's the aim of Christ Line. Listen and enjoy. Thank you.